The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus, located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people.
Él te guiará a mí. Es mi amor el que tú miras que en el cielo brilla y cuida de ti. ¡Feliz Navidad!
Yo cada noche que estoy contigo ser la primera noche y corazón, y cada día 24 digo, ay, qué suerte tuve encontrarte amor, ay, yo cada vez ahí que estoy contigo, parece ser la primera vez ay corazón, y cada día 24 vivo, como el primer momento de amor.
La vida tiene muchas sorpresas, lo que antes vi con tristeza, todo es diferente ahora, son muy bellas mis auroras, un 24 de diciembre, mira, tú reviviste mi corazón.
Y hoy lo
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territory. That was 24 de Diciembre by the one and only Juan Gabriel. And you've just tuned into Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, The Ointment for the Soul. My name is DJ D-Rod, and I'm here in the studio with DJ Brujita.
Welcome to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. Bienvenidos, gente hermosa. Thank you, DJ D-Rod, for such a beautiful introduction as usual.
Oh,
thank you
God.
So much. I had such a wonderful time listening to, of course, Juanga. Just doing their thing up there in Christmas 24 de Diciembre.
Christmas, and why did we start the show off with that song, DJ Bruja? Please tell us.
We are starting the show with Juanga on 24 de Diciembre because it is our Christmas. Navidad. Sí, ya llegó la Navidad. Special.
We declare that today we start our Christmas celebration, our holiday mood. We're getting in the mood of Christmas and just, you know, we're ready to cozy up. We know that it's gonna snow here in Vancouver this Tuesday.
I'm excited. It's gonna be hopefully a white Christmas. But you know, I find it so funny because although it's so cozy here in Canada in the Northern Hemisphere, back home in the Southern Hemisphere, It's summer. Like, summer is starting,
summer.
You know? So, yeah, yesterday or the day before, my dad texted me a picture of his, like, thermometer, and it was 42 degrees.
No way.
In Santa Cruz.
No.
And it's not even, like, summer yet,
yes.
You know? Like,
no, when does it? When will it get the hottest?
I think probably around Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas and New Year's, it gets incredibly hot.
Yes.
And then you're just there sweating, and there's, like, you know, Santa Claus. I mean,
person
wearing a Santa Claus costume, and they're just sweating.
Yes.
With fake snow and lights and palm trees.
Oh my God. We have to make it a mission for Viva Porú to 1 year have a Southern Hemisphere Christmas. Because, hey, we need to.
It's cool. I like Navidad en verano. I like
Navidad
en
verano.
Tiene personalidad.
So we hope, shout out to our Sudaca friends who are listening to us all the way from South America, from the Southern Hemisphere. We hope that you enjoy this songs too.
This playlist that we've curated with mucho amor for you and everybody that celebrates Christmas. And yeah, we are into it. We're going to get started with our first segment of Musiquita here at Viva Porú. And we are going to start with
Presenci G. Natal by João Gilberto.
Yeah, we are.
We really love that song. It's so Brazilian and so Christmassy.
And Christmassy, I like it. And you know what? We're going to then listen to I'll Be Home for Christmas by Camila Cabello. And we love this version because there's mariachis.
There's
you
mariachis.
Know? There's Camila Cabello.
Yes, and it's also like a classic Christmas
exactly.
Song.
Mastradi.
Mastradi.
Yeah.
Following with Copa Glacé by Nati Peluso. Very New York Christmas snowy vibes.
Exactly.
It's like very glam.
Very glam. And like our friend Jerry was saying, you know, Christmas in New York.
Christmas in
I
New York.
Vibes.
Yeah. Our friend Jerry's always looking for a Christmas movie. If it happens in New York, even better.
Even better. So yeah, we are going to get started with Presenci de Natal here at Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. Bienvenidos, everybody.
Todo bine bling blom bling blom bling bling blom bling 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 blom bling. Papai Noel me deu bom presente de Natal. Você embrulhadinha num papel monumental. Papai Noel me deu bom presente de Natal. Você embrulhadinha num papel monumental. Quem ganha eu sou menino e também ganhei. Não foi uma bola, nem sequer um cavalinho, mas foi você, amor, que veio então pra ser o meu benzinho. Plim, plim, ninguém dá um plim, plim, uma cabeça de papel.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Gente linda, in our today's Viva Porú, Navidad, si ya llegó la Navidad, special.
Ya.
Yeah. Wow. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here in the studio with me the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house, celebrating Christmas. Yeah, already you heard it. Navidad. Si ya llegó la Navidad, special. And I have to say, I just felt like I was in a movie having a very glam Christmas.
Christmas! You know what? Yeah, and I like the video of that song, Copa Glacé by Nati Peluso, because it does make you feel like Christmas in New York. Mm-hmm. Glam Christmas.
And you get to see Nati Peluso in a beautiful gown.
Gown. Evening gown.
Evening gown. Wow, so glad.
Icon. Icon.
Icon. Welcome back to Viva Porú. We're here. We want to talk about Christmas, yay. But also, you know, traditions that we do in Latin America, that we have in Latin America for New Year's, for the old year.
Yeah, for the holidays.
For the holidays,
you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun because I love celebrating Christmas on the 24th, like on Christmas Eve, just because it's I don't know, I like the vibra de noche. Christmas de noche. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, stuffing my face, but also having some dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just chilling, dancing with my aunts.
Yes.
Con mis tías, con mis tíos.
That's
always
so good.
A good time.
Always a good time.
And then on, you know, the 25th, usually you're very tired. A little hungover, maybe.
Yeah, and you're just more hungry.
Yeah, hungrier. Yeah. Eating leftovers.
But it is funny, yeah, that it's different. You know, our main day is the 24th.
The 24th.
The evening.
Yeah.
Evening
that's
of the 24th.
That's when you get fancy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like those traditions. And I have to say, one of my favorite traditions is around New Year's. You know, taking out a bag, like a traveling bag, una maleta, and then walking around the block, just hoping that this year you can, like, travel a lot.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And an empty bag, you know, an
empty bag.
Suitcase.
One empty suitcase. Also, the underwear.
The underwear. I do it every year.
I try it. Maybe I should just try different colors now, because maybe the previous ones haven't been working so well for me. Then I'll go for another dream, another color, another possible.
Yeah, because yellow is usually for money.
For money.
Red for love.
What, green for good luck?
Oh, I don't know. Suerte, maybe.
Black, I don't know. But
yeah. Many other colors. If you know of any other colors,
yes,
please DM us.
DM
let us,
us
know.
So that I can do my underwear shop. Yeah.
Underwear shop early.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. Just decide on the color. What if I use all the colors?
A little bit of everything.
If
that's
I wear
in life.
Yes, I wear all the colors.
And you know, it's cool because I feel like the number 12 has such big significance around that day. You know, we usually eat 12 grapes and ask for 12 wishes. And so, yeah, my mom would always get stressed because we would forget about the grapes. And then somebody would have to go at like 9, 10 p.m. be like, do you have grapes?
The grapes.
Emergency grapes.
Because you also have to eat them and be wishing while the 12th, the campanada, las 12 campanadas están dando. And it's hard, especially when you have like very specific wishes.
Wishes. And sometimes that are longer than a second. You know? Like, let me give you deets.
I think I finished my wish list probably by 12:15.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm done with my grapes and my wishing. I ask for a lot. Yeah.
You never wake up on the first and you're like, oh, you know what? I forgot about this. Let me add it to the list.
Yes. But
las uvas.
Las uvas. Okay.
What other traditions are there?
Well, you just told me about Colombia.
Yeah.
Año viejo in Colombia.
El año viejo. You know what? It's a really cool one, and it's a very big tradition around Colombia. And yeah, it's usually, you know, people, families, households grab like old stuff, and they make a kind of like a muñeco, a doll. Yeah, that
human
represents
doll.
That año viejo, the year that passed. And then at 12 on the 31st, they burn it to kind of signify, you know, that like you're leaving, you're staying in the past. We are getting something new, which I find interesting because I feel like it's such a good way to also say goodbye to maybe the bad things that happened around the year. Remember the good things, but forget about the bad things, and just
make
be hopeful, make room for more things, you know,
more
memories, more experiences in the coming year.
Yes, and I feel like just the act of burning something, you know,
yeah,
it's symbolic, and it does have an effect
chapters,
on you.
You know
yeah. Feels like closure,
yeah.
And I love that about Año Viejo in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love that our next song that's going to start us off with our next music segment is also about El Año Viejo, but it's about remembering the El Año Viejo. So, you know,
and
a balance.
You know, celebrate the little good things that it has left you with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, El Año Viejo by La Integración is going to be our first song coming up.
Of this segment. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. And then we're going to listen to La Última Navidad by
Los Hispanos.
And, you know, we wanted to give you a segment of music that was more like loungy, glam, Christmas in New York. And we wanted to give you a few segments of, you know, dancey, sabrosa Navidad.
Oh.
Because Navidad can also be very dancey, very sabrosa. Everybody's like, hey, hey, hey.
And that's our you know, DJ D-Rod's type of Christmas. You know,
exactly.
Like... We do love our movies in New York, Christmas in New York, loungy times.
Yeah.
But we also love our music, the dancing,
exactly.
Our traditions.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And then we're going to finish off the segment with
El Burrito Sabanero.
Clásicos de ayer y hoy.
Couldn't have said it better. But this version is by Hugo Liscano y Javier Galue. And
amazing. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and we are so, so, so excited that you're here at Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma.
Porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Que yo no olvido, no, 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 el año viejo. Porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. ¡Mira!
Me dejó una chiva, una borra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Ay, me dejó una chivita, una burra muy negrita, una yegua muy blanquita y una buena suegra.
Me dejó una chiva, una borra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Ay, bailar, enséñame a cantar. Blanquita y una buena suegra.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Qué rico pa' bailar. mira mulata, ay qué rico pa cantar. Una yegua muy blanquita y una buena suegra.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Ay, pero, piro pa'í, qué rico pa' cantar. Enséñame a bailar. Adiós, año viejo. Hasta luego.
Thank you.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from unceded ancestral Musqueam territories. That was El Burrito Sabanero by Hugo Liscano and Javier Galue. And you're listening to the Viva Perú Navidad. Sí, ya llegó la Navidad special. Welcome back. My name is DJ D-Rod. I'm here with DJ Bruja, the one and only.
Hello, know. Hola gente linda, yes. Bienvenidos again.
She my to... queen.
Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma in this beautiful special. Thank you very much for calling me your queen, DJ D.
Of course, you are. Aww. You certainly are, and you're going to be.
Knew it.
And you're my queen of Christmas.
Aww,
oh my
Christmas
God,
queen.
Christmas queen. Did you see that Mariah Carey wanted to trademark the Queen of Christmas, like as her name, and it was the request was rejected.
Oh, no. Mariah.
I'm like, Mariah, we love you.
Icon,
in Christmas.
Iconic.
We love
and
that you
I love that it's only getting bigger, you know, Mariah during Christmas. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, of course, she was always big, you know, All I Want for Christmas is You. But every single year, the memes, the content,
yes.
Starting like late October, I would say. She's like, yeah, Mariah's defrosted. And I'm so into it. Like, yes, that's what I need in my life.
Oh, my God. You're right. It's right after Halloween, probably.
Yeah, I would say November 1st, Mariah.
November 1st. Mariah's out of the freezer. Yeah.
Defrosting, baby.
Oh,
defrosting.
My God.
But she's officially there now, I think, you know? Because
yes.
I went to the grocery store the other day, and she was full blasting.
Yeah.
And so I was into it.
Oh, we even tried some Mariah Carey Instagram filters ahead
yeah,
of our show.
Yeah, we did today.
I have to say, interesting.
I have to say, we will not make those public.
Yes.
But you should try them. They were cool. They were funny.
Whoa. I love it. Every Christmas, Mariah comes out, you know, in many conversations. Just like, hey, I used to watch Titanic every New Year's Eve for some time.
Really?
So I think of Titanic also like almost around this time of year.
A tradition. A tradition.
Although I haven't seen it in a while.
An interesting one.
An interesting one. Because that's not even happening during Christmas. Well, who knows? When does Titanic happen?
Great question. Homework for our listeners. Let us know. DM us. Mm-hmm. Do you celebrate Reyes?
Yes, of course. And we're,
Rosca de Reyes.
Rosca de Reyes. We can be celebrating here at Viva Peru in 2023.
And you know, good things are coming in 2023 for Viva Peru. This past year, we did our first live event in front of a live audience. And that was so cool. We had so much fun. And it's something that we want to continue on doing. So stay tuned. Yeah, we'll let you know about little events, little cositas that are happening.
Yes, exactly. So this is our last episode of the year, but returning in 2023, we'll be here every other week on Sundays at 5 p.m. And there's a lot of Viva coming and a lot of Peru.
Exactly. Yes, I'm into it. It'll be exciting. We will return in January, so stay tuned. We'll probably post on Instagram a few hours before the show. And before we leave you, of course, we are going to play more music, but we wanted to leave you with a cool llama fact. Of course, Obi.
and you know, actually, we have run out of cool llama facts from the internet.
Officially.
At least the ones that we usually, where we usually look. Uh-huh. So if you have a, you know, like deep web llama fact website, share with us.
Please, DM us.
DM us. But I was telling DJ Bruja, I borrowed a book from the library on llamas, and there's so much content there.
Oh my God.
And of course, I forgot it today, but
and that was the cool llama fact. You think I'm joking, but it's actually the cool llama fact.
That's
the
cool llama.
That DJ D-Rod, you know, has other sources of material, mm-hmm. but she forgot them.
And that's the thing, like, the importance of the cool llama fact is that llamas have to always be present in our lives.
And there are books made, you know, for llamas, dedicated to llamas, and cool llama facts around them. I mean, cool facts about them.
And I love it when, you know, you go back to the books, to knowing, like, oh, there's so much knowledge in books. And now the Vancouver Public Library has canceled all overdue fines. So you can, you know, borrow a book, and even if you're a couple days late, it's fine. You're not going to get fined.
Yeah.
So, you know, get to your local library. Yeah.
Serving, you know, those chaotic mamas. Chaotic energy peeps that, you know, sometimes forget. We all forget. So.
And if you know of any other llama books.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
And we want to also bring back soundscapes of Latin America, paisajes sonoros de Latinoamérica, because it's such a cool section. And like always, we always look for more paisajes sonoros. So if you come across any, or, you know, you are going home for the holidays and you listen to something cool, please record it and let us know. Even a WhatsApp voice note is more than enough. So,
yes. Yeah. So every bit of Latin America on sound that you encounter, you want to record it, just slide into our DMs. VivaPeru@CITR. That's our Instagram handle. And hit us up there.
We're also,
before the year ends, updating all our episode archive. So you're going to be able to listen to all the shows that we did up until now from the beginning of the show, which was in 2019.
In September.
day.
Wow.
Yeah, we will post it on our Instagram. But yeah, more than likely, it's going to be updated this week. And yeah, we have all of the episodes there. So if you're interested in checking out our past episodes, you're more than welcome to citr.ca/vivaporu. And yeah, or you can, you know, check out more shows of CITRs, because there's a lot of content and it's all volunteer run. So it's awesome. You should check it out.
We love you, CITR. And we're thankful for the space that you give us here.
Casita.
Our cozy casita.
Yeah, Vivaporu is happy to call CITR casa.
Yes, we are.
Oh, perfect. Should we get started with our last segment of música?
Yes, we should.
Más música.
Más música. And we're going to start with Cantares de Navidad by Trio Vega Bajeño. Trio Vega Bajeño.
Oh, this one is so beautiful. Mm. It reminds me a lot of being a kid, I think. So we hope you enjoy. And then we're going to listen to Cinco para las Doce. And this is by...
Cinco para las doce. It's by Los Inmortales.
Ay, ay. I was testing you.
You tested me. I'm like, DJ Bruja, wait.
And this is my turn. Cinco para las doce is so cute. And this is more of a segment that is also dedicated to the New Year and New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. If you're into that, or if you celebrate other chronometric. Cronos?
Numenología?
I'm sorry, but this is what you get.
You know, I saw a meme that said, yes, you don't have to start studying at like 5:50 or 6 p.m. You can also start studying right now at like 5:37. It's like, no, nope. I need a round, like,
yeah.
I multiple
need
of five.
50 or a five, yeah. There's no way. What is that?
To start doing something. Yeah. Just like till now. 6. And then you go over. Okay, 6:05.
So, cinco para las doce. And then we're going to finish this episode with...
Un Año Más by Mecano, with a special dedication to our wonderful friend, Jimmy, turning 28 today in Mexico City.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Happy
birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños, Jimmy. Love you. Jimmy loves Mecano. Jimmy loves this song. And we love it too. And por un año más. Por un año más of Viva Porú.
And for some safe holidays if you celebrate. And we are sending you a lot of love and a lot of good vibes as usual. And we will meet in 2023. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. We love you. And happy holidays and happy new year. And we'll see you. Love you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. And we're going to start this last segment of Viva Porú, El Encuentro para el Alma, Navidad. Sí, ya llegó la Navidad special with Cantares de Navidad by Trio Vega Bajeño.
Siempre son alegres. Hay otros muy pobres que no tienen nada. Son los que prefieren que nunca llegara. Navidad que vuelve, tradición del año. Unos van alegres y otros van llorando. Navidad que vuelve, vuelve la parranda. En fiesta de reyes todo el mundo canta. We'll be right back.
las campanas de la iglesia están sonando, anunciando que el año viejo se va. La alegría del año nuevo viene ya. Los abrazos se confunden sin cesar. Cinco para las doce, el año va a terminar. Me voy corriendo a mi casa, a abrazar a mi mamá.
Faltan cinco para las doce, el año va a terminar. Me voy corriendo a mi casa, a abrazar a mi mamá.
Me perdonan que me vaya de la fiesta, pero hay algo que jamás podré olvidar. Una linda viejecita que me espera en las noches de una eterna Navidad.
Me perdonan que me vaya de la fiesta, pero hay algo que jamás podré dejar. Una linda viejecita que me espera en las noches de una eterna Navidad.
Faltan cinco para las doce, el año va a terminar. Me voy corriendo a mi casa a abrazar a mi mamá.
Faltan cinco para las doce, el año va a terminar. Me voy corriendo a mi casa a abrazar a mi mamá.
Las campanas de la iglesia están sonando, anunciando que el año viejo se va. La alegría del año nuevo viene ya. Los abrazos se confunden sin cesar.
Las campanas de la iglesia están sonando, anunciando que el año viejo se va. La alegría del año nuevo viene ya. Los abrazos se confunden sin cesar.
La puerta del sol, como el año que fue, otra vez el champán y las uvas y el alquitrán. De alfombra están los petardos que borran sonidos de ayer y acaloran el ánimo para aceptar que ya pasó uno más. Y en el reloj de antaño, como de año en año, minutos más para la cuenta atrás. Hacemos el balance de lo bueno y malo. Cinco minutos antes de la cuenta atrás. Marineros, soldados, solteros, casados, amantes, andantes y alguno que el balance de lo bueno y malo. Cinco minutos antes de la cuenta atrás. Preparar las uvas, hay algunos nuevos. alfombra están.
In radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections is every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today. Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.